Now for our final batch of stories. A rare fragment of Bronze Age gold could soon go on public display. The Bishop of Norwich is awarded a doctorate for his environmental work, and a mental health care facility opens in Helsdon.
A rare fragment of Bronze Age gold, discovered by a Norfolk metal detectorist, has been officially declared treasure and could soon go on public display at Norwich Castle Museum. The delicate gold ribbon found near Hillborough has been identified by expert as dating from the Middle to Late Bronze Age and is thought to have once formed part of an ornate bracelet or neck torque worn more than 3,000 years ago. The discovery was made by Paul Davis on September the 20th, 2025, while metal detecting with the permission of the landowner. At a treasure inquest held at Norfolk Coroner's Court, Maeve Sykes, the assistant coroner, formally ruled that the artefact met the legal definition of treasure under the Treasure Act 1996. An expert report prepared for the British Museum concluded the object qualified because of both its age and its precious metal content, while Norwich Castle Museum has already expressed an interest in acquiring the piece for its collections. The fragment consists of a long, flat strip of hammered gold, which still retains a gentle curve. Experts believe it is most likely part of a large, penangular bracelet or torque, although it could equally represent one end of a ribbon torque dating to the Late Bronze Age. The object weighs just 4.26 grams and is remarkably thin, measuring approximately 0.2 millimetres thick for much of its length, increasing to around 0.9 millimetres in places. It has neatly squared hammered edges and tapers to a squared-off point, suggesting it once formed part of a carefully crafted piece of prehistoric jewellery.
Firefighters in Norfolk battled more than 30 blazes in the open over the weekend. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service responded to 31 incidents between Friday and Sunday, covering areas across the county from Galston to King's Lynn and Wells to Diss. Crews dealt with fires in fields, woods, hedges, bushes, forests and grassed areas, as well as bins, bonfires and campfires. A spokesman for Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said using what three words has helped us to pinpoint remote locations quickly and minimise fire spread. Please download the app so you can help us arrive quickly if we're needed. The risk of wildfires is still high. Please stay vigilant across Norfolk and take care as well as we head towards the school holidays.
The Bishop of Norwich has been awarded an honorary doctorate for his environmental work within the Church of England. Graham Usher, who studied ecological science at the University of Edinburgh more than 30 years ago, received the recognition from his alma mater. He said he was surprised and delighted to receive the award. "Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine I would be similarly honoured," he said. The Bishop addressed graduates during the ceremony, focusing on the escalating climate crisis. Right Reverend Usher added, "Over the 3 decades since I sat where you are sitting, the world has become hotter and nature loss has accelerated. I appeal to you with all my heart and soul and mind and strength to tread gently on this our single island planet home." The Bishop of Norwich is the Church of England's lead bishop for the environment. He has been Bishop of Norwich since 2019.
A factory worker fishing from an anchored paddleboard has landed a hefty carp using ultralight tackle. He says a simple mistake made his personal record-breaking haul possible. The 21-pound, 8-ounce carp, caught on the River Yare in Whitlingham near Norwich, was reeled in by Gareth Daniels on a setup typically reserved for much smaller fish. But the 33-year-old from North Walsham, who has been fishing since he was 7, believes he would never have landed the carp if not for forgetting his maggots and having to go back home, putting him on the water at just the right time. He was fishing from an anchored paddleboard when he caught the carp. "It's quite a funny story, really," he said. "I went with my dad and we left about 3:20 a.m. for first light and got to Norwich. Then I realised I'd forgotten the maggots and we had to go all the way back to North Walsham. If I'd remembered them, I probably would not have been there at the right time to catch it. I've been on lakes and never caught anything this big before." The angler says his anchored paddleboard fishing often draws amused looks and sneaky photos from passers-by on the Broads, but he swears by the technique. "I was fighting both the fish's powerful surges and the river's shifting tides and flow to land it safely," he said. "The fish was in perfect prime condition and was returned unharmed."
The son of a woman murdered by her ex-partner has helped raise more than £1,400 for a domestic abuse charity after taking part in his first ever boxing bout. Riley Williams was just 11 when his mother, Kerry McCauley, 32, was killed following a brutal attack by Joe Story at her home in Southall's Way, Norwich, in January 2017. Riley, now 20, and inspired by the fond memory he has of his mother, wanted to do something in her memory and support Leeway, a charity which helps victims of domestic abuse and their families. So the data coordinator stepped into the ring for his first ever boxing bout and raised £1,412 in the process. "I have never boxed before, but I thought I'd give it a shot to raise money for a great cause and victims of domestic abuse," said Riley, who was following in his footsteps of his younger brother Blake, 18, who had raised £1,300 for the same charity in a fundraising boxing event in November last year. "Taking part was nerve-wracking, as I'd never boxed before, especially in front of my family and friends and the other 500 people attending. But I pushed myself, as my brother did the year before, and came out on top. It was an honour to raise the money for such a great cause, and it makes me happy that the money will be used to aid anyone that was in the same position as my mother."
A mental health care facility in Norwich has been officially opened by a prominent peer and senior NHS leader. Lord Victor Olufemi Adebowale unveiled a commemorative plaque at the Rivers Centre Hub in Helsden. He described the centre as somewhere going forward during the ceremony. The three new wards form part of a £55 million development at the Helsden Hospital site, operated by the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, the NSFT. Zoe Billingham, chair of NSFT, said, "We're delighted he was able to come and do the honours and officially open the Rivers Centre." The new centre has been designed with patient well-being and recovery in mind, featuring therapeutic spaces, a gym, a community hub with a cafe, and private ensuite bedrooms. Sustainability was a key focus in the design, with power supplied by solar panels and heating via air source heat pumps.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the latest edition of Just Talk. So from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.